Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska's name is forever linked to the annual feast of the Divine Mercy and the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is recited by many people at 3 p.m. every day. She was baptized Helena. She was the third of 10 children. She worked as a housekeeper in three cities before joining the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in 1925. She worked as a cook, and a gardener, a porter in three of their houses. And in addition to carrying out all of her work faithfully, she also had a very deep interior life. And this included, we know, receiving revelations from our Lord that she recorded in her diary at the request of Jesus and of her confessors. At a time when some Catholics had an image of God as such a strict judge that they might be tempted to despair about the possibility of being forgiven, Jesus chose to emphasize his mercy and forgiveness for sins acknowledged and confessed. He told her, "I do not want to punish aching mankind." But I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. And because Sister Faustina knew that the revelations she had received did not constitute holiness itself, she wrote in her diary, "Neither graces, nor revelations, nor raptures, nor gifts granted to a soul make it perfect, but rather the intimate union of the soul with God. These gifts are merely ornaments of the soul, but constitute neither its essence nor its perfection. My sanctity and perfection consist in the close union of my will with the will of God." Sister Maria Faustina died of tuberculosis in Krakow, Poland, on this date, October 5th, 1938. Blessed Pope John Paul II beatified her in 1993 and canonized her 7 years later. Today is also First Friday in devotion to God's divine mercy is closely related to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In both cases, sinners are encouraged not to despair and not to doubt God's willingness to forgive them if they repent. You know, that's the key, that we repent and we have a firm purpose of amendment. You know, many people just presume God's mercy. They convince themselves that they're good people, that there's really no need to repent. They're not aware just how sinful all of us, you know, we're not aware how sinful we are, how far we are from the mark that God calls us to. Sister Faustina had taken deeply into her heart. You know, God's gospel command to be merciful even as your Heavenly Father is merciful. And she also took to heart her confessor's directive that she should act in such a way that everyone who came in contact with her would go away joyful. You know, so many people are tempted to gossip and to backbite, and it doesn't do anything for building up the kingdom. So let us pray that we can follow Sister Saint Faustina's example and carry out our Lord's gospel command and her confessor's advice.